Welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast number 466. Let's start with some piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now you can come up for air as Hypnagogue Podcast 466 rolls to a close. Hi there, I'm John Shanahan. I am your host, bringing you the best ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. Did you go through the whole 90 minutes, like in one shot? I'm always curious how people ingest the Hypnagogue Podcast, like in bits and pieces. Do you always listen to all 90? I would like to know, quite honestly. And later, I'll tell you how you can tell me about that kind of thing. Right now, we will talk about the music, which included, by the way, the 6,000th track played on this podcast. Number 5,000 was like 70 shows ago. That's quite some time. So we hit the 6,000 mark. But we started off in piano territory. I've just gotten some great piano music lately, and I thought I will entertain these people with some lovely piano music, so I did that. Started off with Thomas Cunningham with The Man in the Moon from his Exiled Heart release. I have not heard from Fiona Joy Hawkins in a while. I was glad to get her new release, When Shadows Talk, and I gave you the track Outside the Circle. Then it was Lisa Swerdlow off of the Book of Life Concerto with Disappointments, which was not at all disappointing, may I say. Then remember last episode how I gave you a track off of the Autumn Sketches Volume 1 compilation that all had really nice piano pieces? Well, it so happened that as I was shuffling around, this track from Alana Crouch came up off of that album called Fading Gold, and I thought it was certainly worth diving back in consecutive episodes to bring that to you. After that, Ed Basil from A Weekend in Marin with Foggy Morning. And then I must say, when I got new music from Steve Austin Rose, I was not expecting necessarily to find a very nice piano piece on there. I believe Steve is more of a guitar ambient kind of guy, but obviously multi-talented. And this was the closing track off of his Turbulent Times release, and that was called Nameless. In parentheses before it says Nameless, it says From the Vault. I'm not sure what that means, and I, at the moment, am too lazy to go look it up. Then we moved a little bit away from the piano thing with a collaboration between Glacis and Polaroid Notes. Their album is called Time is Coming to an End, and that was All is White. And then it was the 6,000th track, and it was an excerpt from Orphax's Embraced Imperfections. That was part of Embraced Imperfections 1. It's like a 40-minute track. I think I gave you like 9 minutes thereof. What I did not excerpt was the 22 minutes of Remains the Rain from Rain in Ferns. I was just, again, shuffling away, and this track came on, and I realized mid-track that I was so deep into it that I knew I was just going to give you the whole thing. Remains the Rain, that is off the album In the Same Room. After that, Bernanke gave us Mokusatsu from Lux. Then it was Keys for Eclipse with A View That No Longer Exists off of the Notes from the Archive release. The collective called Radio Free London came after that from their very short release. I think it's a 3-track release called Amble. And that was the closing track, At the Edge of Forever. And then I was reached out to by Bob Familiar, who is a Boston area musician, so local to me. And Bob, who is an electronic musician and teamed up with Glenn Dixon, and I really like this off of Glenn's website, refers to himself as a cutting-edge klezmer clarinetist. Fair enough. Regardless of how they bill themselves, they've come together with a great album called All the Light of Our Sphere. Short album, but full of really good stuff. I had a hard time picking a track. I chose the track When the Mist Thins. And that is how we brought this nonstop 90-minute voyage to a close. So as I noted earlier, I do like to hear from people, and I would like to hear about how people listen to the Hypnagogue Podcast. A couple of ways you can do that, or to make any comment that you wish about the show, good, bad, or otherwise. The quick and easy one is you go to hypnagoguepodcast.com, and under every episode you have the option to comment. People quite frequently do, and you could be one of those people. You can also reach me by email at hypnagogue@hotmail.com. I'd say you can find me on Facebook, but don't do that. I am out there. I don't post as much as I used to, and I don't really promote the show through social media. I just realize that it doesn't make a huge bunch of difference as far as increasing numbers or what have you. It could be entirely that I am just simply doing it wrong and don't care. But social media, and it's also a massive trash fire. But I am not going to editorialize about that here because this is about the music. And I'm going to be back with more music real soon with another episode. I hope you'll be here to join me. And until that time, you wonderful people, I bid you all peace and power.